of thefourpersons.com. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a special Sunday show on the Four Persons. It's Sunday morning here, but it's Sunday night where you're at, Terry. How are you doing today? I'm not hearing you. Is your microphone turned off? Okay, try now. Still not hearing you.
Hello, can you hear me now, Jen?
Got you now.
All right. Good evening from the Philippines. And good morning there in the U.S.
Hold on a second.
Welcome to this Sunday's with John and Sherry, as I am here again to share with you my reflection, acronym, and prayer. I hope my
right,
audio...
Do I sound better? Okay. I had to fix the soundboard. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry for the background that you are hearing right now. So probably I can just fix something. Again, we are live from the Philippines. This is a Sunday evening here.
What do you want to go over first? Your camera just went dead. Okay, we lost Sherry camera, and there she is.
Sorry for that. Is my audio working properly now?
Yeah, we got you now. You sound good.
It's better. All right, thank you. So once again, I am privileged to be with you again in this Sunday evening from the Philippines. I share with you my reflection, acronym, and prayer for this Sunday's gospel. But before that, I want to ask you to please bear with me with my connection and pray that this will be going doing better as we are separated by time, distance, and even language. Right, Jan?
Yeah. How is your daughter doing?
How is your daughter? Improving, actually. Thanks for asking. So probably this is the right time also to give an update about my, I wasn't able to do my live streaming because of some personal and family matter. But thank you for that, Chan. Although, I wasn't able to do this in public. But thanks for that, reminding me of life is good. Life is tougher, but God is embracing us tighter. And that is actually the message of this gospel for this Sunday's fourth Sunday of Easter.
You want to read that and comment on it? Do you have it with you?
Yeah, I actually have the gospel for this Sunday. So allow me to share with you. This is a reading from the gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. But the hired hand and whoever is not a shepherd, to whom the sheep do not belong, he sees the wolf approaching and he departs from the sheep and flees. And the wolf ravages and scatters the sheep. And the hired hand flees because he is hired. And there is no concern for the sheep within him. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and I must lead them. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one shepherd and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it away from me. Instead, I lay it down of my own accord, and I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This is the commandment that I have received from my Father, the gospel of the Lord."
Amen.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
So, one of the things that this gospel is very difficult for our Protestant brothers and sisters, because it talks about one shepherd and one fold, not 50,000 shepherds and 50,000 folds. So let's start there. This is a gospel of unity, and it shows how important the unity is in our church. And Sherry, that's something we're struggling with right now in our church. There's a lot of disunity, a lot of turbulence.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Our universal church is facing a lot of problems. That's why we don't just do something to make a difference, as I would always say, in solving complex problems in mathematics. We always use the four mathematical operations. We need to use addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And for the church, I believe we are also facing complex problem. And so making a difference is not enough, right? We need to combine all our efforts. We have to subtract all this, disunity, multiply all our values and divide the labor among all us. It's not only the task of the priest or the bishop, even lay people has to do something. And that is why we are trying our best, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the reason for what we're doing here at the Four Persons, the reason for what you're attempting to do, and not just the Four Persons, but the other organizations that we're involved in, like Catholicism Rocks, the Bible Catholic Network, all these organizations that we're involved in. We're all kind of trying to network and work together for the purpose mm-hmm. of the larger church.
All right. That's really something that is challenging for all of us. But allow me to share with you this profound message of the gospel, as I believe that Jesus has a message for us that we need to really reflect upon. So as an acronym lady, allow me to share my acronym for the shepherd. So for me, this gospel reading is not only about the amazing love of Jesus to all the members of the church, but also this is about the compassion. So letter S, I believe that Jesus is sharing with us his selfless love. So S stands for the selfless love that Jesus is giving us today. So his selfless love demonstrates selflessness, not selfishness. Okay. Many of the people nowadays, even the church leaders, forgive me for my words, are selfish. So Jesus is demonstrating his selflessness. So this is the quality that we need for our leaders nowadays. So how are we going to be a bearer of a selfless love? So being a selfless, that means we are not thinking only about ourselves, but we have to guide others, other members of the church, even to the point of losing ourselves, the value that we have. And of course, this involves humility as well. We have to guide them, especially those who are lost and the least, with mercy and compassion. I believe that is the selfless love that Jesus is reminding us through the Gospel of John. So that is for letter S. Mm-hmm. Do you want to add more, brother?
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
All right. The next letter is H, for the acronym of shepherd. I believe that Jesus is also showing us this healing. The previous gospels about healing of the blind man, the man that was blind since birth, is quite long. But Jesus showed us that he is the best doctor and he can heal us. I've been suffering from a lot of, sickness, and I need healing, and that I can only find Jesus.
One of the things that Jesus showed in the Gospels that was a shock to a lot of people is, like, for instance, when he cured the paralyzed man and he said, "Your sins are forgiven you."
Right.
And that was a shock to the people around him, that why was Jesus saying this? And Jesus went to great extents to connect our brokenness spiritually to our brokenness physically and emotionally and mentally. They're all interconnected. And mm-hmm. I think that's a very, very important thing. I think our society has gotten way off track on that, especially when you talk about things like depression. People want to think of depression as just a psychological disorder. It's not. It's mm-hmm. not. It's a spiritual disorder. And it's very much an attack. It's a temptation to despair. It's a temptation to give up. It's just temptation that we're not good enough, that our sins are too great, that we can't overcome our problems, that we can't overcome our past. And as long as we're only trying to solve our problems with medicine and not getting to the root causes, we can't heal. Healing, true healing, is impossible.
Right. Because Jesus, as a shepherd, as a good shepherd, is not just healing our physical brokenness or woundedness, but he's healing the whole all thing. Our brokenness, spiritual yeah. most. And as a shepherd that tends to the wounded sheep, Jesus brings healing to our brokenness, in all kinds of brokenness that we are experiencing. And aside from healing, he offers comfort and restoration to all those who are seeking for this healing.
Right.
So brothers and sisters, Jesus is always waiting for us to come to him and ask for his healing, because I believe that all of us have been wounded. in different aspects, in different levels, because that is part of being a human. It's part of life. And Jesus understands that all of us need to be healed. And that is why he is also using people nowadays, like the doctors and those who are gifted with spiritual healing power. Mm-hmm. So I hope that all of us will also seek for this healing of Jesus, not only by means of the doctor's capacity to heal us, are also enlightened by God, but it's Jesus that will heal us and give us the complete healing that we will be needing through our lifetime. Amen.
All right, now E.
Okay, E, it stands for the empathy, that Jesus empathizes with our struggles, our challenges, and he understands our pain, and he walks alongside. Of course, he also offers solace and support. Jesus encounters us with one another. He allows us to experience his encounter not only in the church, but most especially with the people that we meet, the people that he sends us, even virtual people, right? Like you and me. We haven't met face to face, but I believe that our meeting, our being connected is because God allows us. And so with the other people that we have met from Facebook, from Instagram, from other social media platforms, I believe that whenever we have encountered them, that is also the way that we can encounter Jesus, to show his empathy for all of us. And he gave experience his encounter with the Eucharist. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for letter E.
P.
And the next letter is P. That means as a good shepherd, he would always be there to protect us. So P stands for the protections. As the good shepherd, Jesus protects us from harm and danger. The other day, I met an accident, or this I shall say hit and run. I was actually hit by a motorist who was recklessly driving, and I was not, I don't know, I just dropped off from a van, and I just, when I step on my left, a motorist is very fast, hit my left foot, and I was injured. I wasn't able to go to school for 2 days. But I believe that Jesus and the guardian angel protected me, because the x-ray result was I did not have any fracture on my foot. Just, of course, the pain, the trauma that I had. Protection. Jesus is always offering us protection.
Praise God.
He is always there. He is always present in our life. And of course, he would always give us peace. So another P can be for peace that we have. So I wasn't able to get the plate number. So I just asked the Holy Spirit to enlighten me. So I was able to walk. I was able to go to the hospital, and I had peace. I just forgive those people who have done harm. But there are people who will never ask, you know, for forgiveness. But if we want to have peace in our heart and in our mind, we'll just give them pardon. So that's for letter P. You want to add more, brother?
No, I'm waiting for the next letter.
Okay. Next letter is H, which means hope. As a good shepherd, Jesus is giving us hope. Hope in Jesus. This hope is actually giving us also not just a hope for the life that is eternal, but it is also the hope that transcends all circumstances, the hope that he promises that he will never leave us no matter what. He will not forsake us, filling our hearts with hope for the future. But this also denotes.
And hope can be difficult sometimes. Sometimes things can look really bleak. And so that's why hope is a virtue, and it's a grace, and it's given to us by God to keep us going during those difficult times.
Right. Difficult times. Sometimes we cannot see hope. We're not even happy. Sometimes we are hopeless. And sometimes we are also, we don't know what to do, but I believe that being hopeless and helpless can be avoided if we will always have an openness of heart. Let us open our heart, and let us also humble our hearts so that Jesus can heal this. And actually, this can also be another word for humility. As a good shepherd, Jesus is teaching us to be humble, right? So the next letter is again E, which stands for eternal life. So through eternal life, through his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus offers us his everlasting love and eternal life. He is the gate through which we enter into everlasting communion with God. So how are we going to receive this eternal life and avoid eternal punishment? I believe we can always do that by always receiving the Eucharist. We're in the presence of God here on earth. It's really visible. Amen.
Yeah, there's two very important E's right there.
The first E stands for the empty, and another E stands for eternal life. And the next letter is R, which stands for relationship. I believe that above all, Jesus desires a personal relationship with each one of us. He knows us by name, and he calls us to follow him, nurturing a deep and intimate bond, as what he said in the gospel, "I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me." Isn't it wonderful that Jesus is offering a relationship with each and every one of us? Yes, of course, it's very important that we go and attend the church activities, but it is also very important that we develop a personal relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, the last letter for the acronym of Shepherd, D, which stands for devotion and dedication. So
interesting that you bring these together, because relationship is not devoid of religion. The two go hand in hand. They're not mutually exclusive. And there are a lot of people that try to make that argument. Well, Jesus wants relationship, not religion. Well, the two are impossible without each other. They go hand in hand, because religion is the means and the vehicle by which we have a relationship with Jesus. And the way that we accomplish that is through devotion. So it's a nice segue.
Right. That's very true. That's in our religion, relationship really matters. And that's very nice idea. So I want to add that also in the acronym of Shepherd, is letter R. And finally, the last letter D, which stands for devotion. So as I said, And in our relationship, we must also be dedicated and devoted. So this also our way to respond to Jesus' love with unwavering devotion. May we follow him wholeheartedly and listen to him, trusting in his guidance and surrendering to his will and his plan for us. So at this point also, we will like to not only devote, dedicate our life, but also we have to, as Jesus died for us, we must also die for our sinfulness. So as a good
you must become a new, you must become a new creation and become devoted to Christ. And the way that we become devoted is through devotionals, through our prayers, mm-hmm. through our prayer life, through our sacrifices, through adoration, all these things that we do that are the practices of devotion that give us that relationship that we're seeking. And in the end of the day, we're all mm-hmm. seeking that intimacy with Christ. We're seeking that intimacy with God, that connection. And he gives us the way to do it, because the path to that intimacy is not something that we can reach through our own effort. We need grace for that. So through prayer, through the sacramentals, through the sacraments themselves and devotionals, that's how we receive that grace that enables us to have that relationship. It's all connected.
Right. Very well said, brother. So that ends my acronym for the shepherd. So I hope I can still remember. So at this point, I would like to also share with you a prayer that probably will bind us together as we would like to do this. I would like to request everyone to please join me, join us as we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Grant us the grace to embody the qualities of the shepherd in our own lives and to follow Jesus faithfully wherever he may lead us. We ask this in his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just conscious with that time. But this is very, I would like to thank you for having me and for giving me this opportunity to share with you and with our viewers this special gospel reflection of the Good Shepherd. And as I believe also that this message of God is not only for all of us, but not only for the lay, but also especially those who are leading us to God, the church leaders. So let us also include them in our prayers, that they may really lead us to the right path, lead us to Jesus, lead the church to the right path.
Amen. Amen. So what is next for you in your ministry?
I am planning to have this. Actually, I started to do this Philippines Purple Cross, the Purple Cross with a Purpose. I would like to unite all the Filipinos worldwide. And hopefully we can have this, not just a page, but this purple also has a meaning, like Filipinos worldwide can also have time to pray together. So P for purple is for prayer, U for unity, R is to build relationship, P for peace, and L is, of course, to show love, and letter E to encounter Jesus to one another. but I cannot do it alone. I need your support, not only for the Philippines. Actually, this is also for all those who are dreamers like me, who would like to build bridges of prayer throughout the world. So maybe I am going. I may not be able to do this alone, but with the help of those who are followers and believers of Jesus Christ, I am not enough. I can't do it alone. I need you. I need your support, especially nowadays that I am also facing a lot of struggles as I have a family member who is suffering and really needs help. So that's why Jan created this fundraiser, but due to lack of, shall I say, campaign, and I wasn't able to do this, of course, to the faith, for the fear of, you know, I don't wanna do it in public because I'm just protecting her future. But yeah, I can't do it alone. So that campaign, the fundraiser was not yet, you know, it's not successful yet, but maybe sooner. I hope you can lend a helping hand for me, and hopefully I will be able to do this with your help, and of course in God's time and God's will.
Amen.
I am also preparing myself because I had a dream, actually. This dream that God is calling me, I don't know, I can't understand, but he said, break the chain in the church. What is the meaning of this? To break the chain of the church, I have to contemplate. But please pray for me and for my ministry. And that's all probably.
I sure will. Well, Cherry, I really appreciate you coming on and spending this time with us today. And I want you to send me some information that I can post on our website about how people can help you out with all the things that you're trying to do. And I look forward to more great content for you on Catholicism Rocks and all of the other places that you post your content. And again, thank you for coming on, and hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great day. God bless us all.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes.